You're listening to Pop Defect Radio, soundtrack of the resistance. My name is Skidmark Bob, your host and producer, popdefectradio.blogspot.com. My name is Skidmark Bob. Welcome to an artist spotlight hour-long special featuring the highly politically charged music of Bruce Cockburn. He's one of my all-time favorite artists, and we'll hear from his most recent 2009 live solo release to his older favorites like this one from his 1988 Big Circumstance release. The track's called Where the Death Squads Live. Keep it locked, keep it real. PopDefectRadio.blogspot.com.
Goons in blackface creeping in the road. Farm valley waiting for the night to explode. Working the land in an age of terror. You come to see the moon as the bad news buried down. Where the Death Squad lives.
Cut down people, they cut down. little drummer plays. Nails in the coffin, rats in the maze. Dancing arm in arm toward the looming end of days. Got to slow
tune. 100,000 wait to fall down from starvation or some less humane fate. Cry for Guatemala with a corpse every gate. If I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, I would not hesitate. somebody else.
On the movement of goods, also work on the movement of capital, also work on the movement of human beings, as if we were so many cattle. Grim travelers in dawn sky, to cry inside. It makes you angry and you don't know why. Grim travelers in dawn skies. 12 mercenaries got weapons primed. Take that African nation in record time. You wonder why they bother, why not leave it alone? They say every man wants to retire to a place he can call his own. Those grim travelers in dawn skies, they see the beauty, makes them cry. Richer than a rose, blooms against the backdrop of somebody's white clothes. Bitter little girls and boys from the Red Army underground, they'd blow away Karl Marx if he had the nerve to come around. They're just grim travelers in dawn skies. See the beauty, makes them cry inside. It makes them angry, and they don't know why. They are grim. skies. Smokestacks, trucks butt each other to establish dominance. The newspaper next to me leans over and says matter-of-factly, "Sacred mountain towers above meadows, and above us grim travelers in dawn skies. I see the beauty, it makes me cry inside. It makes me angry, and I don't know why. We are grim travelers in dawn skies."
A long time ago, I was a music student. You wouldn't necessarily know that now, but I was, actually. I had serious intentions, and I thought I was going to be composing for, you know, large jazz ensembles, and studied that. And I studied it in Boston for a couple of years. Did you guys hear that? He said, "And you decided to keep it all for yourself." That's the kind of prick I am. I may not be able to sing now. Okay, so he's going to stop talking now, so it's going to be all right. And it was the mid-60s, and it was the Vietnam period, and... Is that because you were there or you weren't there? Like, what are we celebrating here? I got offered a summer job. I lasted, almost 2 years at music school, but in between the two school seasons, of course, there was a summer. And I got offered a job, which I came very close to accepting for a minute. And the job was with a guy that came back from Vietnam, and he was a friend of a dorm mate of mine, and he had a plan, and his plan was to go down to Central America and spend the summer running guns to Cuba, which he said would be a very lucrative enterprise, and for some reason he wanted me to join him in this, and I thought, wow, you know, well, it beats playing in these crappy clubs in Chelsea, and, you know, a crappy jug band that I'm in, and, you know, various other possibilities for the summer. I was 18 years old, and I didn't have a very well-developed sense of the moral implications of things like that. So I gave it some thought, but until I realized that my job would consist of getting between this guy and people that were trying to kill him. And I felt under qualified for that job, and I felt further that anybody who thought that I was qualified for that job was someone I would not want to be near when that stuff started happening. So I declined, and here we are. Here we all are as a result, you know. Choices, huh? And so I tell you this story because the person in question plays a very tiny part in the song I'm about to do. Met a mercenary once,
pushing lethal steel, wanted me to watch his back while he did his deal. He must have been a loser, or he wouldn't have looked to me. But I have to say, I like the thought of living that guilt free. Watching the way the women walk makes me think of you and all my sins, and all my stalkers affect me that way too. The pain on the horizon can't sink me in sorrow, 'cause I know I'm going to be seeing you tomorrow. Oh, 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 see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Oh, 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 see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Look at that big fat full moon hanging in the night. When I feel it calling me, the shackles seem to bite. These chains of flesh are sour and sweet, but these we must explore. Oh, I know I'm going to feel complete when I see you tomorrow.
Tune to Pop Defect Radio, soundtrack of the resistance. My name is Skidmark Bob. PopDefectRadio.blogspot.com. Download a high quality MP3 of the show and more information. We're enjoying a special spotlight edition featuring the musical genius of Bruce Cockburn. Born on May 27th, 1945, in Ottawa, Ontario, according to Wikipedia. Canadian folk rock guitarist and singer-songwriter has written many songs in styles ranging from folk to jazz-influenced rock to rock and roll. Taking on many socio-political issues of the day, we heard from his latest release, Slice of Life, Bruce Cockburn Live Solo 2009, with See You Tomorrow and The Mercenary, that spoken word piece he did talking about when he was a young music student back in the 60s. We also heard going way back to 1980 off the Humans release, Grim Travelers. Justice was from Inner City Front, and the classic If I Had a Rocket Launcher, live off the Slice of Life Live Solo 2009. We heard Slow Down Fast off his latest studio release, Life Short Call Now 2006. And we started off with Where the Death Squads Live off the Big Circumstance 1988. So you can download a high-quality MP3 of this program and more information at popdefectradio.blogspot.com, radioforall.net, or santacruz.indymedia.org, or radioindymedia.org. Stay tuned, we got a lot more in this hour-long Bruce Coburn Spotlight edition of Pop Defect Radio. But right now, this nice instrumental piece playing behind us right now, a track called Actions Speak Louder Than Words off the Nothing But the Light release 1991. Keep it locked, we got a lot more Bruce Coburn, Pop Defect Radio, popdefectradio.blogspot.com.
Control center for the world. Ancient cord of coexistence hacked by a parasitic greedhead scam. From Sarawak to Amazonas, Costa Rica to mangy BC hills, cortege rhythm of falling timber. What kind of currency grows in these new deserts? Brand new floodplains. If a tree falls in the forest, does anybody hear? Tree falls in the forest, does anybody hear? Cut and move on. Cut and move on. Take out trees. Take out wildlife at a rate of a species every single day. Take out people who've lived with this for 100,000 years. Inject a billion burgers worth of beef. Grain eaters, methane dispensers. Through thinning ozone, waves fall on wrinkled earth. Gravity, light, ancient refuse of stars, speak of a drowning. But this is something other. Busy monster eats dark holes in the spirit world, where wild things have to go to disappear forever. If a tree
nobody here. The forest fall. The tree falls in the forest. Does anybody hear?
Time. when your lover's in a dangerous time. Sometimes you're made to feel as if your love's a crime. But nothing worth having comes without some kind of fight. Got to kick at the darkness till it bleeds daylight. When your lover's in a dangerous time. Lover's in a dangerous time. When your lover's in a dangerous time. Lover's in a dangerous time.
It's not breech-loading rifles and wholesale slaughter. It's kickbacks and thugs and diverted water. Treaties get signed and the papers change hands. Oh, but they might as well draft these agreements in sand. Noble savage on the cinema screen, an Indian's good when he cannot be seen, and the so-called white, so-called race digs for itself a pit of disgrace. You thought it was over, but it's just like before. Will there never be an end to the Indian War? Just like before. Will there never be an end to the Indian War? Will there never be an end to the Indian War?
Tune to Pop Defect Radio, popdefectradio.blogspot.com. My name is Skidmark Bob. We're listening to a special spotlight edition of Bruce Cockburn, listening to Indian Wars off of the Nothing But a Burning Light release, 1991. We also heard If a Tree Falls and Lovers in a Dangerous Time off the Slice of Life release. Stay tuned, we got a brand new one called The City is Hungry, coming off the Slice of Life live solo acoustic 2009. And then we'll end with the classic. Check out popdefectradio.blogspot.com. Download the show. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the special spotlight edition of Bruce Cockburn here on Pop Defect Radio, soundtrack of the Resistance.
You in the mood to hear something new? This is a bit speculative. This has not been tried in front of actual humans before. At least not actual humans who've paid to be there. It's a bit of a different thing.
The city's hungry. Hear that rumbling underground. City's hungry, yeah. Hear that rumbling underground. You better think twice
before you go downtown. Park bench, facing a paper sack. Man on a park bench, facing a paper sack. Look at him fly above those tall smokestacks. In concrete, hills made to stand in chains, river wrapped in concrete, hills made to stand in chains. Ain't the city pretty? Shines like teardrops when it rains. City's hungry. Hear that rumbling underground. My baby grabs me. She starts to dance around. She starts to dance around. Starts to dance around.
Added with power, here they come, international. Sharks backed by the guns of market-hungry military profiteers, whose word is a swamp and whose brow is smeared with the blood of the poor. Who
turning countries into labor camps. Modern slavers and dragons, champions of freedom. Sinister and cynical instrument who makes the gun into a sacrament. The only response to the deification of tyranny by so-called developed nations, idolatry of ideology. North, south, east, west, kill the best and buy the rest. It's just spend a buck to make a buck. You don't really give a flying fuck about the people in misery. Takes away everything it can get. Always making certain that there's one thing left. Keep them on the hook with insupportable debt. To see the paid off local bottom feeders passing themselves off as leaders. Kiss the ladies, shake hands with the fellows, and it's open for business like a cheap bordello, and they call it democracy. 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 You see the loaded eyes of the children too, trying to make the best of it the way kids do. One day you're gonna rise from your habitual feast to find yourself staring down the throat of the beast they call a revolution. IMF, dirty MF, takes away everything it can get. Always making certain that there's one thing left. Keep them on the hook with insupportable debt. And they call it democracy. And they call it democracy.